All right, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
Yes, Stacy Harrison, an executive director of the Pettis County United Way.
All right, Stacy. Well, speaking of that title, we have got wind that you are actually the newly appointed executive director over there. What sort of accomplishment is that for you?
It is the next step in my professional career. Not-for-profits is something that I've done for my professional career, and this is that next step. And so I'm looking forward to being able to help the citizens who live in Pettis County.
Very good. Now, for some of our listeners who may not know exactly, you know, what it is or maybe everything that the United Way does, can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yes, the United Way is a larger organization that in Pettis County we work with smaller organizations so that we can make a great impact on our community in the area of health, education, income, and safety net services. And so we have 22 organizations that we work with, and we have a campaign that we do every year to try to raise funds, and it's usually anywhere around $500,000, and then we allocate funds to those organizations so that they can make that impact in education, income, health, and safety net services for citizens of Pettis County.
That is absolutely amazing. Now, Stacy, being the role that you're in, you have a lot of say in a lot of different areas. So what are some of your goals during your term there?
Well, it's really important for our organization to be able to work with our 22 agencies and also with other agencies in Pettis County and with our board. So it's being able to ensure that we're streamlining services and that we're making those connections so we're not duplicating efforts. And then that way, resources, monetary resources or non-monetary resources will be able to reach the full impact.
Very good. Now you speak about those funding resources and you guys having the benefit for to be able to raise the money so that you can do what you are doing. When do you guys usually hold that benefit?
Well, it's a campaign and it's an actual process. Our agencies have the opportunity to apply for the next funding year, so we're actually getting ready to gear up for the funding for 2016. And so it'll be our 2015-2016 campaign. And that will the hearings will actually take place in April. And we will actually begin the kickoff in August. And most of, I would say, three-quarters of the donations that we receive is from our industries in Pettis County. And it's the employees who work in those industries and then corporate gifts that's received.
Very good. Now, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And so it's just really reaching out to our industries. It's reaching out to our business partners and also the residents who live in Pettis County because we're not able to reach our goals without individuals in Pettis County supporting the efforts of the United Way and our agencies that we support.
Very good. Now, executive director is a lead position. So, what will your role be when it comes to that campaign?
I'll be the liaison between the board and the agencies. I'll be somebody that individuals can come to and ask questions. I'll be helping lead the board so that we're going in a common direction for our agencies and for the United Way.
Very good. All right. Well, Stacy, I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your, I'm sure, very busy day to talk to us. As you had stated, you've only been there a couple of weeks, so I'm sure you're still getting the hang of things and trying to get everything in place. But so once again, thank you for taking that time. Is there anything else that you would like to let our listeners know?
If anybody has any questions, they can go ahead and they can contact us. Our office number is 826-2980 with a 660 area code. And if we have anybody who's interested who would want to be able to be part of the United Way, for them to reach out to us as well.
Very good.